Here we are to greet today one more time. The sun rising, the storm still here. The pandemic's still here, but we're here as well. Live from the No Panic Zone, Studio G. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, March the 25th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan's governor predicts millions and millions of deaths from Italy to her state. Is that possible? Will more than 40 million Italians be hit with COVID-19? Nearly 660,000 Michigan residents, will they die? She says so. Number two, Wall Street sure doesn't seem to think so. Soaring to its single biggest gain in history, the market shot up over 2,000 points, more than 11%, the biggest jump since 1933. And number one, the president may have had influence on the markets, too. He's calling for America to fight the virus with all it has. Focus on getting back to work, maybe as early as Easter, a little more than 3 weeks from now. Of course, that caused critics to erupt, as always. But his numbers are rising pretty substantially, by the way. Pretty startling, the numbers coming from the approval ratings for the president. Let me give you some examples. Axios approving 56% of the way the president is handling the pandemic crisis. ABC 55% approval. That's up 12 points from last week. Up 12 points from just last week. CBS 53%, the list goes on. It seems Americans are in line with the president and everything that he is doing. And now the stock market also reflecting what's happening on Capitol Hill, and they have a deal reached just after midnight on a $2 trillion stimulus package. The problem that I see here, of course, is all the things you don't know that are in it yet. All the little things that were stuffed into this bill that have no business being there, but you can only sit there and pull the weeds for so long. And then in the House, they were going to ask for unanimous consent because so many members are out of Washington, in their district, trying to stay away from the virus, obviously. One congressman can spoil the whole deal. One congressman can say, I don't consent. That one congressman is going to be Justin Amash of Michigan, it sounds like. Already sounding the alarm, saying he's not buying it. He's not in on it. Well, we'll see what happens. But that historic deal reached shortly after midnight. $2 trillion in this package. The president says there'll be $6 trillion in all. $4 trillion from the Fed to basically become the number one creditor for business in America. And right now there are plans being rolled out, although I'm hearing complaints louder every day from all kinds of businesses, those in the service industry, those in healthcare, those in construction, that the federal government and the state governments need to get their act together, because the programs are not clear. Now, I'm going to give a bit of time here and hope they can pull it together. But people are concerned that it's not getting done in a timely fashion, that their workers are being hurt, but more importantly, their businesses are being destroyed. Businesses are being destroyed. Now, in some of these offerings, there are major loans available at 3.75% over 30 years. You could refinance everything at 3.75% over 30 years. But then the Fed becomes the main creditor to American business, all business. At the state level, I saw Michigan, where I live, has some different offerings out there. Loans at 0.25%, much smaller loans and much shorter periods of time. Some small grants for businesses to keep people working. People are losing jobs. People are being hurt. The unemployment claims here have gone through the roof. The same will be true in places like New York and Nevada. The unemployment rate in Las Vegas projected to be 35%. 35%, but it's a service-oriented town. The casinos are shut down. The buffets are shut down. All of those people not working. Other concerns I'm hearing are from seasonal workers. Seasonal workers that would come here and help with agriculture, for example. They are being displaced. So that creates economic trouble in Mexico and Central America. People that would come here as seasonal workers and go home, not the ones that stayed permanently uninvited, but those who would come here seasonally. Now, the president, yesterday during a question and answer session at the White House in the Rose Garden, a virtual town hall, if you will, said that he wants to see America get back to work by Easter. That's 3 weeks from now. Back to work by Easter. And man, the critics howled, but the president says, listen, we can't sit here and button up our economy for the next several months. It would never, ever recover. It'd be destroyed. And later, he doubled down on that. Bite number seven with the president, talking about getting back to work and the optimism of moving forward as Americans. Go.
Well, look, we have to do what's right ultimately for the country and for the people. And it's not even a question of optimism or pessimism. We have to do what's right for our country. And, you know, we have a very optimistic country, but this was a very sad thing that happened. It came from, you know, wherever it came from. We won't even get into that. But this was a terrible thing that happened to our country. And it's a terrible thing that happened to, I guess, 149 other countries. Think of it. I mean, 149 countries are affected by this. But our people are incredible. And the way they've handled it and what they've done and what they've gone through is, to me, it's really sort of shocking, because as we discussed, they want to go back. They want to go back to their restaurants and they want to go back to their places where they work. They want to. This is our country. It was built on that whole concept. I never realized how much, but they want to get it back. But we have a great country and our people are just truly amazing people.
Of course, they want to get it back. They want to get back to their lives. People have been forced to stay at home. Here in Michigan, we're in day, what, two or three of a 21-day shutdown. Stay home, stay safe, an order from the governor. A fair amount of exceptions to that, but not enough exceptions to keep the economy rolling the way it should. Now, having said that, a lot of companies are doing massive hiring. Dollar General, I just saw, put a flag out. 50,000 new employees wanted. Now, these jobs, however, are not going to be the jobs that pay $50,000 and $60,000 and $100,000 a year, but they are jobs, at least, to fill in some of the need around the country. So when you look at Amazon hiring 100,000 and Dollar General hiring 50,000, there is a glimmer of hope there. And there is a glimmer of hope that maybe Italy now is reaching the peak of its bell curve. Italy could be at the peak of its bell curve and the infection could, no guarantee, be reaching its peak. We'll see where we are with that. But meanwhile, the president kept his optimistic comments coming throughout the day yesterday, and it's what Americans want to hear. It really is. Bite number five from the president, bite five, as his optimism continues to flow.
My first priority is always the health and safety of the American people. I want everyone to understand that we are continuing to evaluate the data. We're working with the task force and making decisions based on what is best for the interest of our fantastic country.
So there you go. What's in the best interest of our fantastic country? You're in the No Panic Zone. It's a Wednesday. So good to have you here. I look forward to having you drop me a line at stevegruber.com. You can do that anytime. The DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. We take calls from all over the country, around the world as well. If you want to weigh in from time to time, we sneak them in when we can. Good to have you here for the conversation. We're not going to panic. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to figure it out. We're going to put our heads together and make sense of all of this. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know why.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council. You don't